This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. Scientists have made a breakthrough by detecting radio signals from the interstellar object 3I Atlas, the first time such a signal has ever been received from an object originating outside of our solar system. Using South Africa's Meerkat radio telescope, researchers picked up absorption signals from hydroxyl molecules on October 24th, confirming that the object is releasing water vapor as it approaches the sun. 3I Atlas is only the third confirmed interstellar visitor after 1I Oumuamua and 2I Borisov. Earlier attempts to detect radio emissions in September failed, but the new data revealed a clear chemical signature indicating sunlight is heating the comet's icy surface, causing it to outgas water and form a thin atmosphere or coma. The findings prove that 3I Atlas is a natural comet, not an artificial object, and suggest its materials could be billions of years old, leftovers from another star system. Studying these emissions offers a rare chance to analyze the building blocks of other planetary systems and compare them with those of our own. Scientists say it's a glimpse into how comets and perhaps life-forming ingredients behave across the galaxy. Dark Matter News will be tracking 3I Atlas and reporting factual information about the comet as it comes in. Keep your eyes on the sky and stay tuned, but catch up with us at darkmatternews.com. Astronomers have, for the first time, captured a clear detection of a coronal mass ejection, or CME, from a star other than our sun. Specifically, STKM 1-1262, a red dwarf about 103 light-years away. By analyzing radio bursts from the star, researchers have found evidence that material was ejected at around 2,400 kilometers per second, far faster than nearly any CME recorded from our own sun. The detection confirms what scientists have long suspected, that stars other than the sun can launch immense eruptions of plasma and magnetic fields into space. This finding has major implications for the habitability of planets orbiting red dwarfs, which are the most common type of star in our galaxy. If such frequent, powerful CMEs are the norm, planets in these systems could have their atmospheres stripped and be exposed to extreme space weather. This is Dark Matter News. Scientists have used stem cells to build a new post-implantation model of early human embryo development, bypassing the need for actual embryos. Researchers guided human pluripotent stem cells to self-organize into complex structures, mimicking the key tissue organization of a human embryo after implantation. These models show formation of the epiblast, extra-embryonic tissues, primitive streak, and early germ layers, processes that until now were hard to study in humans. Since these models avoid use of real embryos, they open a path to explore how human embryo tissues form, how developmental disorders arise, and how early pregnancy failures occur while navigating ethical boundaries. The study raises both exciting possibilities and important questions about oversight and the definition of what counts as a human embryo model. In short, this research brings us closer to watching the very first human developmental steps in a dish and potentially understanding miscarriage, congenital defects, and embryonic development in ways we couldn't before. Hey, if you want Dark Matter News on your podcast or radio broadcast, give me an email at josh@boardgeekmedia.com. That's josh@boardgeekmedia.com for factual, spooky adjacent news. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.